You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Being a woman and in the workforce already often means facing discrimination, but being a mother makes things even worse, and as a recently published research shows. It's called Parenthood and Labour Market Outcomes, a study commissioned by the Ministry for Women and done by AET's Motu Economic and Public Policy Research Experts. Its findings reveal a still deeply gendered vision of parenthood in New Zealand, and while being a mother means fewer hours and lower wages, being a father doesn't affect either or. The wage difference is 5.7% between men and women without children, but jumps to 12.5% between men and women who were parents. On top of that, women are not similarly affected, and some mothers unfortunately combine the obstacles. I spoke to Jill Greer, the Chief Executive for the National Council of Women and spokesperson for Gender Equal New Zealand, and asked her to explain how these layers of discrimination are piling up.
The research shows that women who have higher earnings are more likely to return fairly quickly to the workforce and remain employed, and are likely to have a lesser drop. Those with higher educational qualifications similarly are more likely to return to work and be in those higher positions. But those with lower qualifications and in lower paid work to start with don't come back for longer, understandably, and when they do, the difference in what they earned before and can earn and the difference between them and men is considerably more.
Is that because they usually have to go for part-time jobs, lower paid jobs, kind of entry position types of work?
Absolutely. I mean, women, and particularly lower income women, and often Māori Pacifica and other particular groups, including those with disabilities, are often overrepresented in casual part-time work. So, of course, the impact is greater. And similarly, they often don't return. And what this isn't telling me is not only how the wage rate when they return to work for many for women generally is lower, and for some lower than for others, it doesn't tell us what will then happen later on when it comes to retirement, as far as I can see from a quick look. And I think that's a major issue for New Zealand going forward with an ageing population, that women will retire on a much lower income than men, much lower savings than men, because they've earned less. So I think that's something worth pursuing as well, really. And what this also doesn't tell us is really, I suppose, the data around what percentage of women are single mothers, because obviously if you're returning to work, if you're sharing parental leave, all of those different factors are impacted on whether you are on your own or not. So it's even more complex than in fact this suggests.
One thing that I thought was actually really interesting in this study is it showed as well that women who went back to work sooner were more likely to be paid more wages than the ones that took longer to get back to work. And why I find that quite interesting is because it still shows that vision that women cannot be mothers and workers. It's like you have to sort of choose either or.
I think there are some employers who really are very positive around flexibility for women in terms of coming back to a role on a part-time basis, and really do a great deal structurally within the organisation, and you know, address it as a systemic issue. But there are others who I suspect see flexibility like that as being an expensive option. Yeah. And so, of course, that really does make a difference, and the faster women come back, often the more chance there will be. So the point really is parenthood shouldn't be a barrier to a career and a successful career and to fair earnings for either parent. And firstly, sharing it between men and women is one option, and secondly, addressing some of the issues that are outlined in this research is another. But above all, employers need to value the work of women and be flexible enough to be able to recognize that they have great high-performing staff. Very often, people in the organization, they want to retain them, and flexibility is critical to that. But you're right, otherwise, as it is, women have their children much later in life on the whole than they used to, because people are trying to, you know, get established, perhaps with a house, with a job, before they have their children. So we've seen that change dramatically over the last 15 years, the age of the first child as well.
Do you believe that the new generation and the ones that will come after will be actually more likely to no longer fit in these stereotypes?
I'm absolutely sure that you know, young women today are going to say, I've worked hard to be qualified, I've worked hard in this role, I want to be a parent, I want to be a good parent, I'd like my partner, if there is one, to be able to share this as well. Partly the children will bond with the father, which doesn't get talked about a lot, but is actually critically important.
Yeah.
And I want this to be equal. And we would love, in Gender Equal and the National Council of Women, for everyone to be able to have a child and be able to continue with their career, and for this to be a choice whether either or both take parental leave, and how they come back and when they come back, to be something that works for them as well as for the employer. And it will work for the employer, and I think employers who are flexible around these issues will find that good people really want to return to them.
So that was Jill Greer, the Chief Executive for the National Council of Women. I also spoke to Dr. Jackie Blue, the Equal Employment Commissioner from the New Zealand Human Rights Commission, and asked her to explain how and why the situation became so bad.
First of all, we've always been there, we just didn't know about it. But when you have tracked gender pay gaps by age bands, you can see that the gender pay gap just explodes in the years that women have caring responsibilities. Undoubtedly, women lose ground when they take leave. They may return to a lower level job, work part-time. There's a lot of bias they face that, you know, becoming a parent or taking time out, working part-time, they're not really serious about their jobs. And so their career trajectory stalls or nosedives on the back of that. There's also loss of confidence. Women who have been away for some period of time lose confidence, and they need supportive work environments to return to and really transitioned and supported into that. So the skills and knowledge that they may lose ground on, and that affects their confidence in doing the job that they originally had. And in the end, basically they just being exhausted and trying to do everything means they take the hit and reduce their pay and reduce hours and so forth. Ultimately, Lisa, we need to change the gender stereotypes that we have. We need to have more men wanting to look after their children and do more housework. We absolutely need more Clark Gayfords out there so men can see it's not a low-status job, it's a real job that's meaning and fulfilling. So that's what we need. And men need their own paid parental leave in their own right, just as the Nordic countries.
Yeah, and so that was my next question, actually, is like specific things that you believe should be done to really change that.
Things that need to happen, paid parental leave for men in their own right. The millennial men want to take care and take part in the bringing up of their children. Let's help them do that and paid parental leave. Nordic countries have shown that it actually normalises gender equality when children see their parents caring for them equally. We need to have pay transparency so we can be sure that women are not being paid a lower wage. And we can do that a number of ways. We can follow the Australian example, where businesses over 100 have to get their EO metrics to the Gender Equality Commission and it's published. And that's showing that it's actually making a difference. We need unconscious bias training for particularly those people who are involved with promotional hiring or recruitment. Importantly, Lisa, pay equity checks. Often a woman away for a year or more, they actually may lose out on the normal pay rises they would be expected to get. So a pay equity check before, during and on return needs to be done. And that's a simple thing to do because, quite frankly, that's not done, they'll never make that ground up again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.